There was a time in my youth and in my limited understanding as youth have it that anytime somebody said, "I did it because it made me feel good," I thought that they did what they did more for selfish reasons than for noble reasons. I am sorry that I ever thought that, because as I grow older, I realize that one of the blessings that God gives us is the very fact that out of what we have, we are able to do for others things that were unimaginable without our gift. And so one of the benefits, as God has made us, is that it does feel good to give to others in their need. Now, that doesn't mean it doesn't come without struggle. The passage that Rhonda read for us today comes from the Old Testament. The idea of being careful and concerned for the poor and the suffering and the marginalized is not an idea that came upon the earth with Jesus. It was there long before in the law of God and in the hearts of God's people. And so when Jesus stood on that Jerusalem path in Matthew 25 and said, "Insofar as you have done it to the least of these, you have done it for me," he was speaking to a long tradition of care for those who suffered and who were poor. And he was speaking from an understanding that people had of who God was and who they were. That if there were any that suffered and were poor among us, that somehow we were responsible and somehow we were less than we should be if we did not alleviate their suffering. And so today we come just astounded to realize that we don't have to be the biggest congregation in the world or the wealthiest people to be faithful to God. And it does feel good. I'm going to share a little thing that comes from Larry Stuckey. Now, I know Claire knows who Larry Stuckey is. You have had him for a class, yep. I've never had him for a class. He's a professor at Wesley. He's also a pastor of United Methodist Church over in Delaware, I believe, or Maryland, Eastern Shore, Maryland. He writes these words. "The gospel often sounds like sheer foolishness when judged by human wisdom. God seems not to care how much we earn, though it is by this measure that people in our society largely judge one another. Rather, God cares about how much of what we have we give away, a matter never mentioned by those who want to impress us with their incomes. Further, many regard the term cheerful giver as an oxymoron. Surely, they suppose, it is those who cling to what they have that are happy. Often fundraisers advise us to give until it hurts. Someone, knowing that that was very bad advice, offered this alteration: give until it stops hurting. But even a further change is needed. Give until it is fun, and then continue to give because it is fun. How truly happy are those who discover that it is great fun to give away money and time and talent as well. In an ironic way, being generous may be the most self-serving style of life to be imagined. But the cheerful giver receives a joy from being generous that tightwads can never know. Such are the ways of God to surprise us. This church, this congregation, you have taught me what it means and that it can be done to give till it's fun. I hope and pray that you feel a deep sense of joy at what you have been doing, what you have done, and what you are going to do because of what God has done for you. And may it feel so richly good that you continue to have that much fun. You should have every right to be proud of yourselves and of each other for the accomplishments of this congregation. I invite you then to turn to page 587, and we're going to recount some of these accomplishments in a prayer of thanksgiving or dedication and litany for the things that God has done for us and done through us. So let us sing 587. Once I'll ask Will to play it through once, and then we'll sing it once, and then we'll continue with the litany. The needs of people around the world and witness to the saving power of Jesus Christ when, believe it or not, we pay our apportionments. The United Methodist Church is in mission in more than 100 countries. 1,069 mission personnel are supported by the church, as well as 120,000 United Methodist volunteers in mission. We support United Methodist Committee on Relief when we support a mission trip to Mississippi and receive offerings for disaster relief. Claire, how many people are going to Mississippi? 24. How much money have we raised? Over 6,000. It's fun. We meet the needs of people around the world, and we witness to the saving power of Jesus Christ when we purchase an ark through the Heifer Project. We meet the needs of people around the world and witness to the saving grace and power of Jesus Christ when we walk in a crop walk. We do the same when we give to the Society of St. Andrew. Let's sing.
Bless thou the gifts our hands have brought. Bless thou the work our hearts have planned. Ours is the faith, the will, the thought. The rest, O God, is in thy hand.
We meet the needs of people around Virginia when we pay our conference benevolences and contribute to the special offerings that do the following things in Virginia. Urban ministries in downtown Richmond, downtown Fredericksburg, Norfolk. When we contribute to ministries that reach out to the incarcerated, the chaplain service of Virginia, and the camps for incarcerated children of incarcerated mothers, and to Henry Fork and to other outreaches in rural areas. We also meet the needs of people in Virginia when we go on mission trips to places like Marion. How many did we go? 14? 2013, and we raised over $5,000 for that trip last year.
Bless thou the gifts our hands have brought. Bless thou the work our hearts have planned. Bless the faith, the will, the thought. Our grasp of what is in our hands.
We meet the needs of people locally and witness to the saving grace of Jesus Christ when we pay our district missions fee, missions apportionment, supporting Wesley Housing, Rising Hope, English as a Second Language in Hispanic Ministries, and the Community College Outreach for College Students, and many other things. It is possible for us to reach out in the name of Christ. We also locally support people working through Rising Hope, New Hope Housing, and United Community Ministries when we reach out and offer money in the communion offering each week or each month.
Bless thou the gifts our hands have brought. Bless thou the work our hearts have planned. Guard is the faith, the will, the thought. The rest, O God, is in thy hand.
We meet the needs of people locally when we offer our time, our energy, and our financial support to the Girl Scouts, to the Boy Scouts, through ministries at United Methodist Women and United Methodist Men, through the Rock Kitchen, through neighborhood networks, through the Bread Run, through Meals on Wheels, Healthy Families, Wesley Housing, care packages for the military personnel.
Bless thou the gifts our hands have wrought. Bless thou the work our hearts have planned. Ours is the faith, the will, the thought. O God,
the financial offering of for missions and outreach of this congregation in 2005 was conservatively estimated at to be $25,000, and there is no way to estimate the additional contributions of time, talent, energy, and material that you have offered in other ways. You are a people who give because of what God has done for you, because it brings joys to others, and because it is your joy to meet these needs.
Bless thou the gifts our hands have brought. Bless thou the work our hearts have planned. Ours is the faith, the will, the thought. The rest, O God,
you are a congregation who has learned that one of the ways to God's heart is to serve in His name. May God bless you as you continue to serve and honor Him in your lives and help and meet the needs of others. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray and give thanks.